escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Yes, it does. Hey, welcome back to At Your Service. Brad Young in with you for another hour. And when I was driving in this evening to the station, I was going probably about 45 miles an hour driving in on Highway 40. And the roads weren't too bad. I mean, you weren't flying, but just driving in your lane. And it was okay. It was passable. But two things happened that reminded me of an interesting way we look at things. Because as I was driving in, again, I was doing about 40, 45 miles an hour, and there was only one lane that was really plowed, and the rest of them were just suggestions of a lane, right? So I'm driving in, and this guy passes me on the left, and he's probably going 80 miles an hour. And I looked at him, and I just thought, dude, you're a maniac. You're driving 80 miles an hour. The roads are covered with snow. You're just an accident waiting to happen. You're a maniac. And then I came up on someone who was driving with their hazard lights flashing, and they were probably going 30 miles an hour on Highway 40. And I thought, you are a moron. What are you doing driving so slowly, you moron? And it occurred to me that we subjectively think that the correct speed to drive is whatever speed we're driving. So it doesn't matter what the speed limit is. The speed limit could be 40, 50, 60, or 70. Doesn't matter. Whatever speed you're driving, that's the right speed. And anyone who's going faster than you is a maniac. And anyone driving slower than you are is a moron. Now, you test me. Next time you're out and someone passes you, you're going to think in your mind, they're a maniac. And if you drive up on someone who's, you know, really old and wearing a hat, and they're going 10 miles an hour below the speed limit, you're going to say, pal, you're a moron, get off the road. But isn't that how we judge most things? By what we think our standards are for ourselves, that's what's correct. And anyone who doesn't fit our standards is either a maniac or a moron. And just keep that in mind when you're out driving about in this winter season. You know, it's interesting with regard to the stuff, the money cannon the federal government is firing these days. Just this week, I received my package of free at-home COVID tests. And I thought, I got two of these, I think two or four of these, they showed up at my house. And I'm thinking, you know, we're going to get these masks now. The government's sending out all of these free N95 masks. And I thought, isn't that just like the government? Here we are 2 years in to the worldwide pandemic. By all accounts, we're on the way out of this. Deaths are going down. Positive tests are going down. More and more people are vaccinated. Serious risk of injury is going down, down, down. And now, out of the blue, we're going to spend billions of dollars to send out free at-home COVID tests. Where were you a year ago? Now that the pandemic is over, or at least on its way out from being over, now we get the free masks. You know, who doesn't have a mask these days? Who doesn't? I've got one. I've got at least one, if not three, squirreled away in every coat pocket that I own. I've got about 10 in my car, about five more in my glove box. I've got a couple that I look at them and I'm thinking, I'm not putting that on my face. That thing's nasty. You know, I'm not putting that on. You've got the same kind of mask at your house. Who doesn't have a mask? But we're now going to spend billions of dollars to send them out to our houses now that we don't need them anymore. It just kind of reminded me, it would be kind of like if Noah somehow was passing out, you know, when the ark and the world flooded, all of a sudden Noah started passing out life preservers to folks 2 weeks after the worldwide flood. Like, dude, you know, you should have been, if you're going to be passing out life preservers, you probably should have done it before it started raining. We don't need the COVID at-home tests now. We don't need the masks. And now the government's spending billions to send them out to us. Only in America. You know, I say that. I say only in America. But if you read the book, it's the famous, it's called The Prince, I believe is the name of it, by Machiavelli. I read it in college. I haven't read it since then, so I should really reread that book. But it highlights, and this was taking place in 1600s in Italy, I believe. And when you read that book, you realize that government was just as bloated and inefficient in the 1600s as it is today. I mean, government that doesn't work is not a new idea. Most, if not all, governments don't work. And the main job of government is to make itself bigger and to collect more money. That's their job. That's the function of government, is to get larger and to consume more resources. So again, when we complain about how our government works, you can rest in the knowledge of knowing this is not a new problem. It's been around as long as governments have existed. And so if you get your free mask from the government and your free at-home kit, I mean, I don't know, I guess you could sell it on eBay. I don't know if that's prohibited or not, but I don't know that we're going to need it, because hopefully COVID is on its way out. And what's also interesting is, when I said those functions of government is to grow in size and to consume more resources. Well, in its growing in size, one of the things that government does, as well as hackers and thieves and all sorts of bad actors, is they want your private information. They want it. And what's scary is that in today's world, they can get it. So coming up after the break, we're going to talk to author Scott McClellan, and he's the author of a new book, The Death of Privacy in the Digital Age. We're going to talk to him about all of the risks that we face today by having our privacy stolen and used against us in ways that we can't even imagine. Brad Young at your service. We'll be right back.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You know, one topic that I follow very closely is truly the death of our privacy. In years past, you've seen this, private investigators would have to sift through your garbage and trash to find your private information. And you know, that wasn't very efficient. But today, of course, you know, it's no shock to anyone that with just a few keystrokes, your entire life is an open book and all of your private information is there for the taking. That's why I was fascinated with a book I read recently called The Death of Privacy in the Digital Age. So joining us this evening on KMOX is author Scott McClellan. Hey, Scott, welcome to KMOX.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, are you in Carbondale?
I grew up in Carbondale.
You grew up in Carbondale.
And,
okay.
Yes.
Very good. I went to undergraduate school in Carbondale back when Halloween was actually a big thing in Carbondale. And it's interesting. Most folks don't have a lot of memories about Halloween in Carbondale because they were too intoxicated. But that's another story. I'll save that for another time. But Scott, when I discuss privacy issues with anyone under the age of 30, including all three of my daughters, the age group that I think they post everything online, their entire lives are posted online. And when I discuss privacy issues with them, Scott, I'm told a variation on the following. I don't have anything to hide, so I really don't care about my privacy. Tell us, Scott, why is that answer not only ignorant, but also dangerous?
Well, just because you have nothing to hide doesn't mean you have nothing to lose. So just because you keep some things private doesn't mean that you're hiding something from someone else. So that basically just means that you should set clear lines between what you want kept public and private.
Yeah.
And in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm.
You give a great example. There's a story in your book about several people who were posting on a web forum about their depression and struggles with attempting to wean themselves off antidepressant medication. Tell us about that story and what was being done with their personal information.
So these people, they met because they have a similar chemical medical condition that they don't necessarily want it to disclose to neighbors. But what they found out was that, so they were posting on this webpage, but that their data was being scraped and sold to pharmaceutical companies anyway. So these people really felt like that was a violation of their privacy, but But when it came down to it, their data was already being scraped. So what we may think is private is not actually private.
Right. And all of us, we may think that we have nothing to hide, but you made a great statement. We have a lot to lose, whether it's our financial information, whether it's our personal health information, whether it's things about your past you just don't want folks to know. All of that is fair game today in the digital age in a way that's never been accessible at any time in history.
It's crazy that, you know, we can access our bank accounts, our 401ks, IRAs. All of this are just sitting behind passwords that we might be a little bit too lazy about whenever we're making them.
Boy, that's a great point. Scott McClellan, he's the author of The Death of Privacy in the Digital Age. And most of the time, Scott, when we think of losing our private information, we think of hackers. We think of phishing, where people send out emails and trick you into giving away your information. We think of bad actors or even someone sitting in their uncle's basement in Romania that's trying to steal our information. But you make a great point that bad actors, hackers, or thieves aren't the only ones trying to steal our information, that national governments and even local governments are packaging and selling our data.
Yeah, I was shocked when I found this out. I knew some governments were strapped for cash, but I never thought they would be selling my own personal data. I would figure I'd leave that to other companies. So the point being is like, you know, when what data, what personal data is it okay for the government to sell about us? You know, we need to draw a line between what we want is personal, private, mm-hmm. and secret. You know, maybe our home address or sensitive information like that.
But even, for example, the IRS, there's been some very notable examples in the last few years, Scott, where the IRS has been hacked and our personal, private, financial information then becomes accessible to whoever can hack into the government. And, of course, we all know the government systems may not be the absolute best when it comes to having digital security. And folks don't want their private information stolen from the U.S. government, but that also is a risk, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And that's such a big problem of why it's problematic to reuse passwords. Once one of your passwords gets exposed in one of these giant hacks that have, it's exposed millions of people, then if you reuse passwords, and it's only a matter of time until hackers can break into your personal accounts. And that can even have personal or professional ramifications. If someone hacks your Twitter account and posts something, something offensive, and it can really cause you a lot of trouble.
Yeah, because we're all essentially lazy. I mean, most people are, particularly when it comes to passwords. And if someone is of the mindset that says, "Well, I'm going to use the same username and password for every website that I have to log into." Once that information is out in the public domain because it's been hacked, then those people could access bank accounts, financial information, health records, just about anything.
Yeah, and that's real scary when you get down to it.
Well, I know here, we're talking to Scott McClellan. He's the author of The Death of Privacy in the Digital Age. I really loved your book because it outlined so many scenarios where our personal information is at risk in ways that I hadn't even thought of before. And here in the United States, it's no shock. We're quickly descending into a tribal mentality where each political party says, we're the good guys and everyone else is evil. But yet you point out in your book that when it comes to hijacking our digital privacy, both political parties are doing it today when it comes to whether it's in the politics or fundraising. Both political parties are doing it.
Oh, yeah. It's just, whatever tool they can use to get ahead, especially whenever it, it involves voters and voter preferences.
Well, I want to talk about social media and big tech for just a moment, because
Let's do it.
Because one of the things that is interesting, even today I heard that both Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Ted Cruz both want to regulate Facebook. I mean, you can't find any two people who are the polar opposites politically than AOC and Ted Cruz, and yet both of them want to regulate social media, but in different ways. I mean, the left wants more content moderation, while those on the right want less content moderation. And we hear a lot today about Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act of 1996. What is Section 230, Scott, and how does that impact how all social media companies operate today?
Section 230 provides civil liability to online platforms for hosting third-party content. So what that means is basically if I post something on Facebook, Facebook is not liable for my words if I'm defaming someone or accusing someone. So the idea behind Section 230 is it was part of the 1996 Communications Decency Act. Lawmakers wanted to make it possible for social media companies when they were small, scrappy startups. They wanted them to have a chance before they were sued into the ground. So that provided civil liability, but it basically says that Facebook is not liable for any content posted on it, but it can also remove content. And that's where you get into the wide divide between, AOC and Ted Cruz.
Right. And that's what I want to focus on, because I've studied Section 230 and how it's been used in the past in the courts. And it does remove the threat of liability based on the content of speech for those who post. So if Joe Rogan wants to post on Facebook that ivermectin is great to treat COVID, the Facebook cannot be held liable. If someone takes ivermectin, gets sick, and then they sue Facebook, they're going to say, hey, look, we've got a Section 230 liability shield. But here's my question, Scott. Since Section 230 provides that shield, why are social media companies so rabid about moderating content if they have no liability for that content?
That is a very good question. I would say I think they're just trying to protect their reputations. But that is a very good question that I don't think I have an exact answer to.
Well, and I wasn't trying to throw a question at you that you couldn't answer. Mm-hmm. I was trying to throw a question at you to stimulate the thought that's what troubles me. When I hear AOC mm-hmm. and others talking about we need more moderation or content moderation today, and they always cite to Section 230, I'm thinking, well, if Section 230 provides the liability protection for the companies, why do they need to moderate content at all? And to me, it gets into a question of free speech. Just this week, let me ask you this. Just this week, we had a situation where Joe Biden's Surgeon General suggested that Joe Rogan's podcast should be censored on Spotify, and I'm quoting, to reduce the spread of misinformation about COVID-19, unquote. So we all know that social media companies are private companies. We all know that the First Amendment only applies to government action, not to private companies. But if a social media company restricts speech at the direction of the government, in your opinion, is that a scary thing and a road that we should not be going down?
Yeah, that's terrifying. I'm okay if a private company says, you know what, I don't want to host this speech. But once you get governments ordering private companies to silence some people, it's too far for me.
We're talking to author Scott McClellan. He's the author of The Death of Privacy in the Digital Age. And just a couple of more topics here, if you can stick with us for just a few more minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Geofencing. Now, geofencing is this is something I've been following a long time, Scott. And just for folks who may not have heard that term, it's a process by which law enforcement agencies can send a warrant to, say, Google or a phone company or a cell company and obtain all of the names of all people who had cell phones within a fixed radius from the site of a crime. So if there's a crime on the corner of 11th Street and Market in downtown St. Louis, the police could issue a warrant to AT&T or Verizon or even Google and say, give me all of the cell phone numbers within a 1 mile radius of that crime. Now, from my perspective, that as an attorney, that to me is terrifying, because people who are then having their cell numbers disclosed to the government, to a law enforcement agency, they're being investigated for a crime, and there's no probable cause to believe that any of those individuals have committed a crime. And yet that's the kind of behind the scenes destruction of our privacy that's going on every day.
That's the kind of things that scare me. You know, am I guilty just because I walk down a certain street at a certain time of the day? It kind of gets pretty close to fishing for evidence. So that's geofencing and so many more things leave a lot of questions about where our privacy is, if we have any privacy in public.
Yeah, and those are the kind of topics that you delve into in your book, The Death of Privacy in the Digital Age, and that's why I was really captivated by the topics that you covered, Scott. Last question, in a case, and you also reference this in your book as well, this is a case that I followed literally from the district court level through the U.S. Supreme Court ruling last year. I talked about it a lot here on KMOX. It was called Mahanoy Area School District versus BL. And for folks who don't remember this case, a school district punished a student for something that she sent via Snapchat to her friends. She gave the middle finger because she didn't get picked for the varsity cheerleading squad. Okay, it wasn't a big deal. And she sent this to several of her personal private friends. I believe it was on Snapchat. It wasn't done on school time. It wasn't done on school property. It wasn't sent to the school. It was only sent to a few of her friends. But one of her friends showed it to the school, and then she got punished for it. Went all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court, had they not stepped in, they ruled, I believe it was 8-1 in favor of stating that the school could not punish this type of speech that had no relationship to the school in any way. But doesn't that demonstrate another danger that we're not even discussing much today, that schools could be even wanting to monitor all of the social media posts of school kids and punish them for that speech?
Yeah, that's a very real threat. Our online actions today can have far-reaching consequences.
Yeah, and in a way that does impact the First Amendment, because now it's an agent of the government, the schools that are funded by our government systems, and they are basically punishing someone for the content of their speech. To me, that's very scary. Scott, I'm not the only person who loves the issues that you raised in your book, The Death of Privacy in the Digital Age. Where's the best place for folks to get a copy of your book?
You can pick it up on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, or other places books are sold.
Excellent. Scott McClellan, hey, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to chat with us this evening on KMOX.
Thank you for having me.
Great. You need to pick up this book, The Death of Privacy in the Digital Age. What do you think about privacy? Is this something that you think is a concern? Or are you like a lot of kids that I talk to who say, I don't care. You know what? Nothing's private. I don't have any privacy. It doesn't matter anyway. How do you feel about that? Call or text 314-436-7900. At your service. We'll be right back. Hey, welcome back to At Your Service. You know, I love receiving texts. So I was talking about the best TV shows of all time because this poll came out, and on the list, the number one show of all time, according to this most recent poll, Friends, followed very closely by Seinfeld. And then next is Game of Thrones. And then there's also one on here that baffles me. Three's Company? Really? Who thought Three's Company? Matt, have you ever seen Three's Company? You've ever seen that show?
Not enough to know about. Like, I know the general premise of it. I know it's old and kind of tacky, but
this show was dumb. I mean, there was nothing intelligent. The entire focus of the show was to watch girls who weren't wearing a lot of clothing.
Yeah.
There was no point to that show. I never watched that very much because I thought it was stupid. But somehow it was ranked fourth or fifth on the list. One, two, three, four. Fourth on the list. I don't know who they polled for that, but that was some bad information there. But what's interesting is I got some great texts. The Golden Girls, oh, classic. Night Court. And there's, again, I've got another one here for Game of Thrones. Folks texting in, thank you very much. And also a shout out for St. Paul, Missouri. Hey, guys, thanks for listening tonight, and thanks for texting. I understand you got some neighbors hanging out with snow shovels. So, listen, if you want to go to Chesterfield and shovel my driveway, I would be happy to let you do that. If you're having a snow shoveling party, feel free to come to my house. One of the things that I talked about earlier was this situation involving the Georgetown University law professor who made some comments about President Biden basically stating he was going to discriminate against people based upon gender and race when choosing his Supreme Court nominee. And the story that came out yesterday was that there is a group of students at Georgetown University who are protesting Ilya Shapiro for making that comment. So they're actively protesting. And I'm reading exactly from the news article. It says that these students are, quote, demanding a space to cry. I'm not making this up. They're demanding a crying space and to have catered food while staging a sit-in protest. And what's even more outrageous, because they have to have a safe space because the idea of someone criticizing President Biden is triggering them, so they have to have a crying space. These are future attorneys who are going to be in court arguing on behalf of clients, and they need a crying room? Are you kidding me? They need a crying room. But the dean of Georgetown University Law School agreed to cater their food. I used to think I was a smart guy, but in law school, I had literally no money. When I was in law school, it took all the money I could borrow and earn working a job during law school to pay for law school. So one thing I never had much of was food. It was the skinniest I was ever in my entire life was when I was in law school because I couldn't afford food. I should have staged a protest of some kind in law school and demanded the dean of St. Louis University cater my food for my sit-in protest. That would have been the best meal I ever had, except when I was eating at my future wife's house. That was the best food. But why didn't I think of staging a protest and demanding that they cater food to the protest? And yet that is exactly what's going on right now at Georgetown University, because folks are so triggered by the idea that someone could criticize the president for limiting his choice for the Supreme Court based upon race and gender. And this comes up to another issue, and Matt, we're going to run just a little long here, but I want to play this quote from you, or for you, from Bill Maher. And if you've noticed recently, Bill Maher has suddenly started making sense, because he's actually criticizing the left, criticizing nonsense like this. This is what Bill Maher had to say about today's Democrat Party.
It's not me who's changed. It's the left, who is now made up of a small contingent who've gone mental and a large contingent who refuse to call them out for it. But I will. That's why I'm a hero at Fox these days. Which shows just how much liberals have their head up their ass, because if they really thought about it, they would have made me a hero on their media. Yeah. But that can't happen in this ridiculous new era of mind-numbing partisanship, where if I keep it real about the nonsense in the Democratic Party, it makes me an instant hero to Republicans. The same thing happened in reverse to Darth Vader's daughter, Liz Cheney. Who is now a hero to liberals simply because she recognizes Biden did not steal the last election. What a sad commentary on our politics, where simply acknowledging reality is now seen as a profile in courage. People sometimes say to me, you didn't used to make fun of the left as much. Yeah, because they didn't give me so much to work with.
They didn't give me so much to work with. Well, this story out of Georgetown University is truly material for Bill Maher. It's just unbelievable. Oh, we got one other text from Mary Lynn, Night Court. So that is an excellent show. Thanks, Mary Lynn, and should also go on the list. Hey, we got to take a break here. Brad Young at your service for one more segment with you till 10 o'clock p.m. Don't go away. Hey, I've got a question to my friends out in St. Paul, Missouri, who have been having a snow shovel party, apparently. Put down the shovels, listening to Camo X. What a great way to enjoy your evening. Here's my question for you. Do you follow Punxsutawney Phil and his predictions? Do you follow him? Now, ask your group, people, because you're shoveling snow. I usually, you know, as an attorney, I'm usually shoveling something else during the day, but I know you've been out shoveling snow. But here's my question, and here's the reason why, rather, I'm asking.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hey, welcome back to At Your Service. You know, I love receiving texts. So I was talking about the best TV shows of all time because this poll came out and on the list, the number one show of all time, according to this most recent poll, Friends, followed very closely by Seinfeld. And then next is Game of Thrones. And then there's also one on here that baffles me. Three's Company? Really? Who thought Three's Company? Matt, have you ever seen Three's Company? You've ever seen that show?
Not enough to know about. Like, I know the general premise of it. I know it's old and kind of tacky, but
this show was dumb. I mean, there was nothing intelligent. The entire focus of the show was to watch girls who weren't wearing a lot of clothing.
Yeah.
There was no point to that show. I never watched that very much because I thought it was stupid. But somehow it was ranked fourth or fifth on the list. One, two, three, four. Fourth on the list. I don't know who they polled for that, but that was some bad information there. But what's interesting is I got some great texts. The Golden Girls, oh, classic. Night Court. And there's, again, I've got another one here for Game of Thrones. Folks texting in, thank you very much. And also a shout out for St. Paul, Missouri. Hey, guys, thanks for listening tonight and thanks for texting. I understand you got some neighbors hanging out with snow shovels. So listen, if you want to go to Chesterfield and shovel my driveway, I would be happy to let you do that if you're having a snow shoveling party. Feel free to come to my house. One of the things that I talked about earlier was this situation involving the Georgetown University law professor who made some comments about President Biden basically stating he was going to discriminate against people based upon gender and race when choosing his Supreme Court nominee. And the story that came out yesterday was that there is a group of students at Georgetown University who are protesting Ilya Shapiro for making that comment. So they're actively protesting. And I'm reading exactly from the news article. It says that these students are, quote, demanding a space to cry. I'm not making this up. They're demanding a crying space and to have catered food while staging a sit-in protest. And what's even more outrageous, because they have to have a safe space because the idea of someone criticizing President Biden is triggering them, so they have to have a crying space. These are future attorneys who are going to be in court arguing on behalf of clients, and they need a crying room? Are you kidding me? They need a crying room. But the dean of Georgetown University Law School agreed to cater their food. I used to think I was a smart guy, but in law school, I had literally no money. When I was in law school, it took all the money I could borrow and earn working a job during law school to pay for law school. So one thing I never had much of was food. It was the skinniest I was ever in my entire life was when I was in law school because I couldn't afford food. I should have staged a protest of some kind in law school and demanded the dean of St. Louis University cater my food for my sit-in protest. That would have been the best meal I ever had, except when I was eating at my future wife's house. That was the best food. But why didn't I think of staging a protest and demanding that they cater food to the protest? And yet that is exactly what's going on right now at Georgetown University, because folks are so triggered by the idea that someone could criticize the president for limiting his choice for the Supreme Court based upon race and gender. And this comes up to another issue, and Matt, we're going to run just a little long here, but I want to play this quote from you, or for you, from Bill Maher. And if you've noticed recently, Bill Maher has suddenly started making sense, because he's actually criticizing the left, criticizing nonsense like this. This is what Bill Maher had to say about today's Democrat Party.
It's not me who's changed. It's the left, who is now made up of a small contingent who've gone mental and a large contingent who refuse to call them out for it. But I will. That's why I'm a hero at Fox these days. Which shows just how much liberals have their head up their ass, because if they really thought about it, they would have made me a hero on their media. Yeah. But that can't happen in this ridiculous new era of mind-numbing partisanship, where if I keep it real about the nonsense in the Democratic Party, it makes me an instant hero to Republicans. The same thing happened in reverse to Darth Vader's daughter, Liz Cheney. Who is now a hero to liberals simply because she recognizes Biden did not steal the last election. What a sad commentary. on our politics, where simply acknowledging reality is now seen as a profile in courage. People sometimes say to me, you didn't used to make fun of the left as much. Yeah, because they didn't give me so much to work with.
They didn't give me so much to work with. Well, this story out of Georgetown University is truly material for Bill Maher. It's just unbelievable. Oh, we got one other text from Mary Lynn, Night Court. So that is an excellent show. Thanks, Mary Lynn, and should also go on the list. Hey, we got to take a break here. Brad Young at your service for one more segment with you till 10 o'clock p.m. Don't go away. Hey, I've got a question to my friends out in St. Paul, Missouri, who have been having a snow shovel party, apparently. Put down the shovels, listening to Camo X. What a great way to enjoy your evening. Here's my question for you. Do you follow Punxsutawney Phil and his predictions? Do you follow him? Now, ask your group of people, because you're shoveling snow. I usually, you know, as an attorney, I'm usually shoveling something else during the day. But I know you've been out shoveling snow. But here's my question, and here's the reason why, rather, I'm asking the question. Because a poll came out yesterday when Punxsutawney Phil, it was Groundhog Day. And speaking of great movies, what a great movie, Groundhog Day with Bill Murray. Fantastic movie. But the question becomes, how accurate is Punxsutawney Phil? 58% of Americans trust the predictions from Punxsutawney Phil more than their local meteorologist. So, you know, it doesn't matter if you've got radar, if you're tracking storm systems from the West Coast, you're following the jet stream and the high pressure zones that create the snow that we were experiencing. No. None of that's important. What's important is what a Roten says coming out of his house in Pennsylvania. So it goes back to 1887, but 60% of Americans trust his predictions. Now, the folks, actually, Mary Lynn just texted and said, Phil is only right 40% of the time. That's, Mary Lynn, you are on it. In fact, it's 39% is Phil's accuracy going back, I think, about 30 years. He's only right 39% of the time. So literally, you could flip a coin. You could flip a coin and you would be right more often than Punxsutawney Phil. And yet, apparently, 58% of Americans credit him as being more accurate than their local meteorologist. Unbelievable. We also have a couple more votes for the greatest TV shows, Rockford Files. Oh, yeah, what a great show. And Miami Vice. You know, I always wanted to dress like Don Johnson in Miami Vice, but, I couldn't pull that one off. He did dress very, very, very well. And a great boat, too, by the way. So another story that I want to make sure and touch upon is this before we run out of time this evening. Kim Gardner. You know, I haven't talked about Kim Gardner in a while. And to me, she's the epitome of the prosecutors in this country primarily funded their election campaigns, funded by George Soros, in order to try to achieve social justice, but not enforce any actual justice. Murderers and thieves go free in the city of St. Louis, but she was more interested in prosecuting the McCloskeys for protecting their property than she was in prosecuting people who steal and who commit murders and do carjackings. She's far more interested in prosecuting the McCloskeys. Now, to me, that's wrong. And that is, in my opinion, that is legal malpractice, not in a legal sense, but in a justice sense, from the fact that we have elected her. If you're in the city of St. Louis, we've elected her to prosecute criminals, and she's failing to do that job. Why do I bring her up? Because there has been an ongoing disciplinary hearing because she's in trouble with the Missouri Bar Association. She participated in lies being told to the court whenever the prosecution of Eric Greitens was going on. She allowed it to happen, and she failed to correct it. And because of that, she was charged with ethics violations by the Missouri Bar Association. The hearing to determine whether or not she's guilty of those charges was supposed to take place in February 28th. But the Missouri Supreme Court has now continued that. No explanation, presumably due to COVID, but we don't know. But it'll be held now on April 11. I'm going to be following that hearing very closely, and so should you. And here's why. Under Missouri law, if she is convicted of those ethics charges, and if the Missouri Supreme Court suspends her license to practice law, under the Missouri statutes, she would then be ineligible to be the circuit attorney. And likewise, in that exact same statutory section, if you lose your license for any reason, the governor gets to appoint your replacement. So we could have a scenario where Kim Gardner is forced from office and replaced by Governor Parson because she committed ethics violations while prosecuting Eric Greitens. What a turn of events this could be, and this will take place, the hearing, on April 11. I'll be updating you more as that date gets closer and after the hearing, because I will be following that very closely. And I hope you are too. I appreciate you following this show, At Your Service. I should be back next Wednesday evening here on KMOX. Stay safe if you're driving, and I will talk to you next week. Oh, hey, before I go, don't forget, coming up next, Best of Dave Glover, right here on KMOX. Hey, I've got a question to my friends out in St. Paul, Missouri, who have been having a snow shovel party, apparently. Put down the shovels, listening to KMOX. What a great way to enjoy your evening. Here's my question for you. Do you follow Punxsutawney Phil and his predictions? Do you follow him? Now, ask your group of people, because you're shoveling snow. I usually, you know, as an attorney, I'm usually shoveling something else during the day, but I know you've been out shoveling snow. But here's my question, and here's the reason why, rather, I'm asking the question. Because a poll came out yesterday when Punxsutawney Phil, it was Groundhog Day, and speaking of great movies, what a great movie, Groundhog Day with Bill Murray, fantastic movie. But the question becomes, how accurate is Punxsutawney Phil? 58% of Americans trust the predictions from Punxsutawney Phil more than their local meteorologist. So, you know, it doesn't matter if you've got radar, if you're tracking storm systems from the West Coast, you're following the jet stream and the high pressure zones that create the snow that we were experiencing. No. None of that's important. What's important is what a Roten says coming out of his house in Pennsylvania. So it goes back to 1887, but 60% of Americans trust his predictions. Now, the folks, actually, Mary Lynn just texted in and said, Phil is only right 40% of the time. That's, Mary Lynn, you are on it. In fact, it's 39% is Phil's accuracy going back, I think, about 30 years. He's only right 39% of the time. So literally, you could flip a coin. You could flip a coin and you would be right more often than Punxsutawney Phil. And yet, apparently, 58% of Americans credit him as being more accurate than their local meteorologist. Unbelievable. We also have a couple more votes for the greatest TV shows, Rockford Files. Oh, yeah, what a great show. And Miami Vice. You know, I always wanted to dress like Don Johnson in Miami Vice, but, I couldn't pull that one off. He did dress very, very, very well. And a great boat, too, by the way. So another story that I want to make sure and touch upon is this before we run out of time this evening. Kim Gardner. You know, I haven't talked about Kim Gardner in a while. And to me, she's the epitome of the prosecutors in this country primarily funded their election campaigns, funded by George Soros, in order to try to achieve social justice but not enforce any actual justice. Murderers and thieves go free in the city of St. Louis, but she was more interested in prosecuting the McCloskeys for protecting their property than she was in prosecuting people who steal and who commit murders and do carjackings. She's far more interested in prosecuting the McCloskeys. Now, to me, that's wrong. And that is, in my opinion, that is legal malpractice, not in a legal sense, but in a justice sense, from the fact that we have elected her. If you're in the city of St. Louis, we've elected her to prosecute criminals, and she's failing to do that job. Why do I bring her up? Because there has been an ongoing disciplinary hearing because she's in trouble with the Missouri Bar Association. She participated in lies being told to the court whenever the prosecution of Eric Greitens was going on. She allowed it to happen, and she failed to correct it. And because of that, she was charged with ethics violations by the Missouri Bar Association. The hearing to determine whether or not she's guilty of those charges was supposed to take place in February 28. But the Missouri Supreme Court has now continued that. No explanation, presumably due to COVID, but we don't know. But it'll be held now on April 11. I'm going to be following that hearing very closely, and so should you. And here's why. Under Missouri law, if she is convicted of those ethics charges, and if the Missouri Supreme Court suspends her license to practice law, under the Missouri statutes, she would then be ineligible to be the circuit attorney. And likewise, in that exact same statutory section, if you are ineligible, if you lose your license for any reason, the governor gets to appoint your replacement. So we could have a scenario where Kim Gardner is forced from office and replaced by Governor Parson because she committed ethics violations while prosecuting Eric Greitens. What a turn of events this could be, and this will take place, the hearing, on April 11. I'll be updating you more as that date gets closer and after the hearing, because I will be following that very closely. And I hope you are too. I appreciate you following this show, At Your Service. I should be back next Wednesday evening here on KMOX. Stay safe if you're driving, and I will talk to you next week. Oh, hey, before I go, don't forget, coming up next, Best of Dave Glover, right here on KMOX.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.